Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Mem Dalet, mitzvah 444, as we continue in Parshas Re'eh, the third mitzvah relating to the Isser of Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. We already had the Isser of eating Dagon outside of Yerushalayim, the Isser of eating Tirosh, wine and grape products outside of Yerushalayim, and now we have the Isser of today drinking, we'll talk about that, oil outside of Yerushalayim. Says the Torah, again, this is the last word now of the phrase, Lo tuchal le'achol b'sharecha ma'asar digancha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha. Those three. Now today is Yitzarecha in the mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo le'achol ma'asir sheni shel Yitzar. One shouldn't eat ma'asir sheni of Yitzar. What is Yitzar? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Pirush Shemen Chuzli Yerushalayim. One shouldn't eat ma'asir sheni outside of Ma'asir sheni oil outside of Yerushalayim. Shnei Amar Lo tuchal le'achol b'sharecha v'chulu v'yitzarecha. Kol inyan ha-yitzar ki'inyan ha-dagan v'atirosh. Yitzar, same idea as the past three Yisurim. The Menachas Chinuch here has an important note, which we did not mention in the past Shiurim, though we could have, we touched on it. And that is, these are three separate Yisurim. And therefore, the Menachas Chinuch says, quoting the Gemaras and the Rambams, that if somebody has a kezias of Dagon, a kezias of Tirosh, and a kezias of Yitzar, all outside of Yerushalayim, of Ma'aser Sheni, meaning, as we said, he brought it into Yerushalayim, then took it out of Yerushalayim, and then ate it, three separate Averis, three separate Malkios, because they're three Shemos Isser. If he does all three. The Rambam, says the Menachas Chinuch, as we mentioned yesterday, holds that all fruit are chayv and trumas daraisa. So, what about this Isser? The Torah specifies Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzar. What happens if I have Meiser Sheni oranges? Meiser Sheni oranges. You have to do trumas and meisers, according to the Rambam, by all fruit. Meiser Sheni oranges. I bring them into Yerushalayim, I bring them out of Yerushalayim, and I eat them. My chayv daraisa? Even the Rambam, who says that you're chayav for all fruit to be mafresh, and it has the status of Ma'aser Sheni, but the Torah goes out of its way to say specifically, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar here. And even the Rambam counts them as three separate Isurim. So the Menachas Chinuch just wonders, I'm not sure what the Rambam would say. He says, Im Kain, on the next column, Da'achilos Chutz Yerushalayim, De'pirei Nakas of Elu Ashlosh Aminim. Efshar, it's possible, which would be a big chiddush. You have to be mafresh, L'chadchila, the mitzvah, say of being mafresh by Sosheni, is by all fruit. But the Isser of eating it outside of Yerushalayim might only be by these three. Derek Elu Aminim over in Balav Alobashar Aminim. That's on the one end. That would be a big chiddush. You have to explain why would that be. The mitzvahs I say and the los I say. L'chor, they should be parallel. Ach nireh. But then, says the Menachas Chinuch, on the other hand, maybe once you have all these three. And where does the Rambam know all fruit from anyway? He knows it, learned out from Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. So maybe this lav would also apply to all the other ones as well. Imken, a lav is en nami lav dafka Dagon, el kolamina. Maybe the first one, which is not as specific, it's grain. The last two, oil and wine, l'chor, would not include anything else. But the grain includes all the types of grain, so maybe that would also include all the minim. Ach, eini yodei l'inyan alavim, but I'm not sure, says the Menachas Chinuch, about the number. What if he eats a kezias of dagon, a kezias of oranges? How many averes does he get? If it's included in that one, that would be one shei misser, one set of malchus. It's like eating five kezasim of dagon, of ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. If you eat oranges and apples and pears and dagon. So is it you get one set of malchus, two sets of malchus, or efshar derakash shlosha minim avilu shlosha shlemos avo kol minim shem olam avi shem echad. Maybe all other shemos besides these three would be shem echad. He says I'm not sure. Tzarech iyun be'ezros Hashem yisparach. I'll come back to this one day. That's the Menachas Chinuch's important comments right at the beginning discussing what the Rambam Shita would be. Again, according to Rashi and Tosas that we mentioned, that of course the Isser only applies to Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, because those are the only items that are Chayiv Daraisa. Maybe these Isurim are even a smach to that Shita that only Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar are Chayiv Daraisa in Hafrashas, Trumas and Maestras, because you see that those are the only Isurim that the Torah mentions. Good. What is the shear now of eating oil or drinking oil? That itself is an issue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'shir achilas Hashem and l'chayev alav hu b'kizayis. The shear of oil is a solid measurement, says the Chinuch. Even though oil looks liquidy to us, it is a liquid, and therefore maybe we should say revius, like yesterday's shear was. No. Oil is a kezayis. Why is oil kezayis? Why do you go by a solid, by kezayis? Lefisha shemasha shemati mimori yishmereu kel. Because what I've heard from my rebbeim. Why? V'afa pishahu mashke, even though it is a liquid, la'achila hu omeh l'chobre adam. Nobody drinks oil. Nobody drinks oil. Right? It's meant to be eaten. It's meant to be eaten. La'achila hu omeh l'chobre adam. Vim yadanu. And even though we know a bunch of Arabs that drink oil straight, a bunch of Yishma'elim, but their das is not significant for us, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. So it is fascinating that we're going to see the Gemara Maseches Brachos brings this up also. What happens if somebody drinks oil? What bracha do you make on drinking oil? So the Gemara in Brachas tells us at the beginning of the sixth parak, the simple reading of the Gemara is that one does not make a bracha on drinking oil. Right? If you do the Gemara right at the beginning of the sixth parak, right here on Daf Lamed Hey Amen Beis, the Gemara says, is wondering, what bracha do you make on oil? Hey Chidami, asked the Gemara, Ilei Matakasha Silei, are you drinking the oil? The Gemara has a statement, you make a Bori Priha Eitz when you drink oil. So the Gemara says, how are you drinking that? If it's that you're drinking it straight, Azuke Mazikle, that's Mazik you. What do you mean you're drinking? That's Mazik you. And therefore what? Doesn't say, the Gemara. But if you could say, Ditanya, how do you know it's mazik you? Ditanya, the Tosefta says, and this is quoted by the Rambam, Hashos says shemen shel truma, mishalim es hakeren v'ena mishalim es hachomesh. If somebody drinks truma oil, he pays the principal but not the chomesh. Why? The chomesh, usually if you eat truma, you have to pay 25% more. The chomesh, if you don't pay the chomesh yet, why? It's not called a maisa achila, drinking oil. Not called the maisa achila. But you have to pay back the principal because you stole and you were mazik, but you didn't eat it. That's what hashsach. If you use it to smear yourself, then you have to make care of a chomesh because that's called normal. So the Gemara says it's mazik, and therefore what? Rashi said that therefore you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha because drinking oil is not called a ma'isa achila. Says the Rashi, ve'ein zu achila she'tuuna bracha. The gabe bracha v'yachal toksiv. And the model. What, Rashi's quoting a bracha by benching. We're talking about berachas hananin. No, but according to Rashi, the point is that the model of berachas hananin is patterned after berachas hamazon, and therefore this is not called an achila. That is what the Rashi says. But if you look in the Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam says that if you drink oil straight, you make a shahakol. Make a shahakol. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. Right, all the Gemara says is that you are mazik, and therefore you should not make a Bori Priya Eitz. The Rambam says you make a shahakol. What do you make a shahakol for? Make a shahakol for. So I mentioned in the past the chiddush of Rav Rosenzweig, my Rebbe, who has an article in Yubel Ayovlos, where he discusses that the bracha of shahakol is a different type of bracha than all other brachos. While all other brachos relate to the chefza, borei minei mizonos, borei pri ha'etz, what's in front of you, shahakol is a much more general bracha, which is focused more on the achilas hagavra, the hanas hagavra. So even if, let's say by mazik, this is one of the examples, there are many nafkaminas, even if by mazik, I don't have to focus on the food itself because it's hurting me, but I am getting some nutritional benefit. And therefore, I'm going to say shahakol, even though that's not the appropriate bracha for this food, because this food doesn't get a bracha, but I'm still getting benefit. And relating to the anas agavra, that is good enough. There's a number of nafkaminas where this might come up. The Gemara says in brachas, the Gemara talks about, what about if I eat, says the Gemara, a date. The Gemara says, an olive, right? You're under the Yoma. We're talking about oil here. Hechi mevarech al zayis maliach, a salted olive. What bracha do you make? Kivan de shakila legarine baser le shiure, the Gemara says. But one second, if you took the garin out, then it's, by definition, less than a kezias. So, right, we're talking about a kezias. So if you take the pit out, then it's less than a kezias. What kind of bracha are you talking about? So Amar Lei, Misarit Kezayis, Gadol Be'inon, Kezayis Be'inoni Be'inon, no, we're talking about a big Kezayis, so that even if you take out the pit, you still have enough of a shear left for a regular Kezayis. What bracha are we talking about here? Bracha Rishona or Bracha Achrona? Says Rashi, the Pashas is Bracha Achrona. Bracha Rishona is any tiny amount you make a Bracha Rishona. Bracha Achrona requires a shear. So that's the simple understanding of the of the Gemara there, Lamaches Mavez Lamates Ben Aleph. But if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah there, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah there in Brachas Lamates Ben Aleph, he says, no, it's even about Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona? You're going to get away without making a bracha if it's less than the shiur? Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. If you have less than the shiur, of course you're going to make a bracha. But you're going to make a shahakol. Wow, we don't paskin that way. But Rabbeinu Yonah has the suggestion that bracha rishona, mizonos, and adama, and eitz, all of those brachas are only if I have a kizayis of the food. If I don't have a kizayis of the food, of course you have to make a bracha. But you make a shahakol. Shahakol? What do you have to make a shahakol for? Either make the right bracha or don't make the right bracha. No, the answer is because if I don't have the amount, the requisite shear, then I don't have to relate to the food. It's not mizonos, ha'eitz, hadama. But I'm still getting benefit. The hanas ha'gavra has to be related to. I have to matir the food for that I should be able to eat it. And that's why I would make a shahakol. Get another example. You have it by mazik, by drinking oil like we have here. And you have it by bracha rishona of Rabbeinu Yonah on pachos mikashir. Again, there's a lot more here. Maybe just one other nafkamina. And that is ikir v'tafel. There are some achronim. Actually, no, it's even in the Rishonim. The Maharach Har Zarua, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What happens, I know the rule usually is, Iker v'tafel, if I eat a mixture of, if I eat cereal and milk, then I'm only going to make a bracha on the milk. On the cereal, and don't make a bracha on the milk. Make a mizonos if the cereal is mizonos. Right? Whenever you have an Iker and a tafel, you make a bracha on the Iker, you don't make a bracha on the tafel. What happens if I have some tafel first, in order to whet my appetite? But it's still tafel. It's getting ready for the later tafel and ikr together. Or even just ikr, but I eat the tafel first. So that's a discussion in the late Rishonim, early Achronim. And some Rishonim say that it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you'd make a shahakol on that tafel. And again, the question is, a shahakol? Mimanavshah. If it's a tafel, don't make a bracha. And if you're going to tell me it's significant enough because you're eating it before you eat the ikar, that you have to make the bracha, so make its own bracha. So again, Rav Rosenzweig explained that no, the point is that once it's called a tafel, it doesn't merit a bracha for itself as a chafsa. But if I'm eating it before the ikar, I'm getting benefit. And if I'm getting benefit, I have to matur that benefit with the bracha of shahakol. So that's a very important machlokas, Rashi Rambam, in brachas, at the beginning of the sixth parak, relating to drinking oil, which is exactly what he quotes, Mixas bin Ayish Be'elim do, but we all bala daito eitzel kal adam. There is another important discussion that he said, that the other ha'ara that he has. So he says you treat it as a ochel, not as a mashke. Right? That's why the shear of oil, Meister Sheni, outside of Yerushalayim, is kizayis. There is another area in halacha where we also have this unsure, is it an ochel, is it a mashke? There is a big discussion, which we mentioned in the past, about making kiddush on schnapps. So what do I want to make kiddush on schnapps? So what's the problem with kiddush on schnapps? On whiskey, right? If it's chamar medina, which is called the drink of the land, especially on Shabbos morning, the kiddush d'rabbanan, not the kiddush d'oraisa Friday night, but you can make a bracha on anything that is called a drink of the land. Beer, maybe orange juice, right? Soda is a iffy question. But, okay, whiskey, what's the problem? The problem is the shear. As we have mentioned, in order for a kosher bracha, for a kosher bracha, what needs to make a bracha on a revius and to drink a rove revius? So a shot glass is much less than that. So how can one, and there are many that do this, make a bracha on a shot glass of whiskey on Shabbos morning before a kiddush? So the best way to do it, you don't run into any problems, is just to be yotzi with somebody who has a whole cup of wine, and I'm yotzi with them, and then I can do whatever I want, because I was yotzi with their kiddush. But if I'm making kiddush, what do? So what I can do is to fill up an entire cup, a very big cup of whiskey. And then what? I'm not going to drink the whole thing. I'm going to pass out. So what can you do? You can rely on the other days in the Shulchan Aruch that as long as everybody assembled combines to drink the shear, that's good enough. So you have the shear, and everybody together drinks a rov revius. You have to split it up amongst a number of people. But what about, is there any heter otherwise? So this is known, the two ideas. One is the more well-known, the sheet of the Taz. The Taz says nothing about Kiddush. The Taz is in Simin Reish Yud in the halachas of Bracha Achrona, where the Taz says that you can make an al hagefen or an al hamichya on something that is even less than a shear if it's that's the normal amount for one to drink. And that's why the Taz says in Reish Yud, Nira Li, the Yayin Saraf Shebe Medina Seinu, Eina Bechlal Zeh. Don't worry, you think less than Revias, you don't have to make a bracha achrona? No, it doesn't include whiskey. Why? De Bazeh, Yefshar Lishtos Revias Halog, Shu Beitzo Mechsa. V'yem Kein, Azlin and Basar Shir Shtiel, Arov B'nei Adam Bazeh. You go after what most people drink. Most people drink a shot glass, that's the significant shear, and that's what you make a bracha achrona on. Im Shosek, Kederach B'nei Adam, Shosim, Bepam Echad, or Afilu B'shtei Pamim, Kishen Hefzik B'neim, Kishir Shtiel, Revius, Kadisa Simitaf Reshut Beis, Vechulu, Afa Pishesh Revius, Alog Mikal Makom, Kivan Sharoy Limzog Mai, Vishta Revius, Vechulu Vechulu continues. That's going to be enough for Bracha Achrona. Kein Yerli is Daiti, says the Taz. So, a number of Achronim after the Taz say, if it works for Bracha Achrona, it also works for Kiddush. That's the defense number one. The problem with this is twofold. Number one, the Taz never said it by Kiddush. You might say that Kiddush has different rules than Bracha Achrona. Even if it worked for Bracha Achrona, maybe it wouldn't work for Kiddush. Number two, we don't even paskin like that Taz in Hilchos Bracha Achrona. Or at least we might not. The Magen Avraham argues. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham against the Taz. So two strikes, right? We might not be able to extend it. We might not even paskin like it where it is said. But that is one defense, and that has nothing to do with us. Why are we quoting this discussion? For the next source, and that is the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover. Rav Aryeh Frommer, Hashem Yikom Damo, he's killed in the Shoah. He suggests that maybe you know why you're allowed to use a smaller shear. He says, I think the shear is exactly what the Chinuch says here. I think the shear of schnapps is a kezias and not a revius, which is larger. Why? Because you only need revius by one of the seven liquids. That's mentioned in the Mishnah and Machshirin. Yad Shachadam, only one of those seven liquids. Yayin Dvash, right? Shemen, right here. Here he calls Shemen. Right, Shemen is a liquid. There against this Chinuch. But either way, in this context, he says, but Schnapps is not one of the seven liquids. So it would be called something that you're not drinking to quench your thirst, right? It's a beverage, and therefore. He says you would go by the shear of Kezias, and that's why it would be okay. Well, the Fiyah Amor, he says, Makom Yesh Brosh Lomai Delinyin Yesh, Shi'uri Lebrach Achrona, Bekezias Kedasa Taz, Velomi Tame, but not for his reasoning. Rak Mishav De Yesh, who may payros, Ve'enu Mizayin Mashkin, Rak Omi Tefich Bitepuche Adama, for potatoes, Omi Sa'orim, or from grain, Omi Sharma Peros. And therefore, you would go, Ola Yafe Minag Yisrael, Kadish Beshabbos Kodesh, Aslochas Katan, Vechuk. This is what the Kasha Klover says. Says Rav Shechter, he quotes the Rav Chaim Yivalajiner and the others in the Eretz Hatzvi, in Ikve Yatzon, on page Bem and Mem Aleph, he says, the Eretz Hatzvi is such a great answer that it defeats its own purpose. What does that mean? He says, it's not a drink, so you don't need a Revius, all you need is a Kezias. If it's not a drink, you can't make Kiddush on it, right? You can't make Kiddush on soup. Soup is also a liquid, but soup is not something that you can drink. Right, you drink soup, but it's a food. So you're telling me, it's a food? Wonderful, it's a food. Then it's not going to work. So the more you say this answer of, it's not a drink, it's never kezias, so you're going to ruin it for yourself. Either way, that's also an important discussion where we have foods and drinks that come into contact with each other and clash. Good, last paragraph. Don't think the last 3 days that we have been talking about, if you do one of these lavim, you're not going to get malchus. Why? Lav shebeklalos. We know the principle is, if there is a lav that includes many different isurim, you don't get malchus for it. Because it's not similar to the lav of chasima, the lav of muzzling. That's the rule. Every time you get malchus, in the Parshas Kisetze, right next to the source of Malkus, Arboim Yakenu is the lav of muzzling. So as we've mentioned, you only get Malkus for lavim that are similar to the lav of muzzling. So you don't get Malkus for lav Shemo Maisa. You don't get Malkus for lav Anita Klase. You don't get Malkus for a lav Shenita Lansaris Mises Bested. And you don't get Malkus for a lav Shebaklalos. A lav that includes many things. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. Don't eat blood. But we learn out 10 different things from that. Bezdin can't eat on the day that they put somebody to death. And you don't have a Sudas Havra'ah for one of that Rugei Bezdin. And the Gemara says in Brachas, you're not allowed to eat before davening. All these halachas learned out from the same pasuk. That's why you don't get Malkus for it. So says the Chinuch, don't think this is a Lav Shebeklalos. It's an Isser, Lo Sucha, Lecha B'Sherecha, right? Daga Tirish V'Yitzar. Therefore you're not going to get Malkus. No. Because kol inyan v'inyan olah b'fnei atzmo. Because really, what the Torah really means to say is here, don't eat this outside, don't eat tirosh outside of Yerushalayim, and don't eat dagon outside of Yerushalayim. It's three separate isurim. That is how the Gemara understands it, and that's what we paskin. It's before Shem Esachas Makas that it's three separate separate Isurim. Again, this is a question that has to be asked in a number of contexts. One of the more well-known contexts, this is what Tosfos and the Ran deal with in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, Yontif. We know if I do Malacha on Shabbos, I'm Chayiv Skila. Chatos, Kares. If I do Malacha on Yontif, I'm Chayiv Malkus. What does it say in the Torah? Losasako Malacha. Right? Only Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. How can I get Malkus? Isn't that Alav Sheva Klolus? Right? There are so many Isurim included in doing Malacha on Yontif. So all the Rishonim asked this question. It's an obvious question. How could you get Malkus for doing Malacha on Yontif? Isn't that Alav Sheva Klolus? So Tosfos says two very different answers. Tosfos says Losasako Malacha means fill in the blank. We don't know what Malacha is. So whatever you do, it's as if it says that in the Torah. That's how we have to understand Lo Sasa Kol Malacha in the Torah by Yontif. It's fill in the blank. So it's not what is the Lashon HaKlalos? There's a Pasha Pshat, and then there's six other things that we also darshan. But Tosfos says, no, this is the Pshat. There are 20, whatever, how many Malachas there are, 30 plus Malachos on Yontif. It's as if it said it, B'kol Echad V'Echad. That's Tosfos. The Ramban has a different Pshat. The Ramban says, Lashon HaKlalos is where you have specific Isurim. One is Pasha Pshat, and the others are not. But here, it's what he calls a lav klali. He doesn't use this. This is how it's formulated. It's a general lav. That's not a lav sheba klalus. Lo socho adam. That's a specific aveira. Don't do malacha. There are a lot of things included in that. It's a lav klali. That's not called lav sheba klalus. Lav sheba klalus means you have many different isurim that are included in one aveira, not 30 ways of doing the same aveira. 30 ways of doing the same aveira, that's not a lav sheba klalus. That's okay, and you would get malchus. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we will pick up, not with Ma'aser Sheni, but other mitzvos relating to Yerushalayim.